I was wondering, is the Buddha incapable of rage and passion himself? Because I was just wondering, like, could, from the coolness of enlightenment, as he's described it, could you not use rage and passion in a skillfully, almost like you're acting, but like aware of it, what it for, you know, the liberation of all beings, using it as a, in a skillful way, to like disimpassionately being full of passion. Does that make sense?
Because it makes sense. You don't find that being spoken about. There's a quality, chanda, which is also translated, you can translate as desire, and or interest, zeal, and that is a necessary condition for enlightenment. So that kind of, and sometimes the English use of the word passion can be both referring to chanda, as in like being enthusiastic. It's your passion for spiritual practice, and that can be extremely wholesome and beneficial. But passion as in terms of, I'm going to torch this guy. It's a different thing. So you do get the Buddha does speak out quite vigorously sometimes. And if you read the Vinaya text more often than in the suttas, where there's this phrase, Moga Purisa, foolish man. And he'll, when some of the most significant rules get laid down, often that the monk who's, or the nun who's behaved in some kind of egregious way gets an earful. And there's no doubt whatsoever that the language the Buddha is using is like that they're getting a delivery. Moga Purisa, foolish man. How many times have I not told you to do this and not do that? And so imagining that scenario, you could feel like you're this delivered with some vigor. But there wouldn't be any kind of raga in that. There wouldn't be any kind of aversion. It's just or agitation, really. It's just delivered with force to get a message across. So that there's numbers of instances of that nature. But as I said, more often in the Vinaya Pitaka than in the suttas. But